came down very fairly. So the next came down very fair. So the next came down were Lord Daniel's wife. So she were the fairest of fair. She looked all around and around, and she placed her eye on me. Go ye home, go ye home, go ye home, go ye home, along with me. Oh, little footpager standing by, he bent down with me and he run. He run till he came to the high king's hall. So he tingled at the ring and what news, what news, my little footpager? What news have you brought to me? I've come to tell you that little messenger in the bed with your fair lady. He called his merry men all around. He called them 1, 2 by 3. Go saddle to me, my little quiet steed. Go saddle him, for I must go. He clapped his horn unto his mouth, and he blowed so loud and shrill, and it seems to say, you little messenger, come rise you up and go. Oh, hush, oh, hush, I hear a horn. I believe I hear a horn, and it seems to say, you little messenger, come rise you up and go. They turned into each other's arms, and they fell into a sling. And when they woke next morning, Lord Daniel were at their feet. Oh, how do you like your night's lodging? Dead lies in your arms asleep. Very well, I like your curtain fine. Very well, they'll like your shade. But the best of all is your fair lady. Dead lies in my arms, get up, put your clothing on, and fight me for your life. For it never shall be said when I'm dead and gone that I ever killed a naked man. How can I get up, put my clothing on, and fight you for my life. When you help them to build my ground soul, and I ain't got no night, very well they cost me deep in cash. So you may have the best one of them, so I will take the worst. The very first lick little map is struck, he wounded deep in soul, and the very first lick Lord Daniel struck, little Matthew could not do nothing more. He took his lady by the hand, and he dangled her on his knee, saying, "Tell me which you love best, oh me or little Matthew Gold. Very well, I like your sparkling eyes. Very well, do I like your chin, but I would not give Matthew Gold little finger for you and all of the kin." He put the sword against the ground, the pine toward his heart. I leave this for